Have you heard of community-supported agriculture? Well, you will this hour, and we'll talk about why this effort is important and why it's good. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, March 8th. There are open houses this weekend for community-supported agriculture groups in Madison and in Milwaukee. And maybe in your community, too, let us know. And people all over the state are signing up to buy a share in a local farm and looking forward to those boxes of produce filled with fresh local farm produce. Are you signing up to get one? Have you done this before? Why? What are you looking forward to the most? Are you a farmer who takes part in this effort? What does it mean to you? We hope to hear from you this hour at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Let me welcome our guests. Kiera Mulvey is Executive Director of Fair Share CSA Coalition. She joins us in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
And also with us on the telephone is Chris Duke, Committee Chair of the Lake Superior CSA. He's also owner and operator of Great Oak Farm in Mason, Wisconsin. Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's just get a definition out here first. Kiera, what is community-supported agriculture?
Well, community-supported agriculture, or CSA, is an opportunity for families and individuals to join a local farm for the season. So there's a lot of different unique ways that different farms run their CSA programs, but in general, folks will join up around this time of year and invest in the farm, so often paying up front for the season or with a payment plan that goes over the course of the season. In exchange for that, they get a connection to the farm, opportunities to go out to the farm and get to know their farmers, and a weekly or biweekly delivery of food. It's often vegetables. The majority of the farms that we work with do CSA vegetable shares, but they're also, we're seeing increasingly different share types, meat shares, cheese, eggs, different farm products that are grown right on the farm and delivered to neighborhoods around the state.
I can't wait. Chris, your CSA operates a little bit differently?
Yeah, correct. Our CSA does quite a bit of the other different varieties of shares, not only vegetables. So you can get baked goods in our Grains and Goodies share. We have South Shore Meat Shares, which is lamb, chicken, pork, turkey, beef. The Bayfield Fruit Shares, which is all your different fruits. Pinocchio Vegetable Share is vegetables. And then you can sort of customize those and get sort of a whole diet share. We call it new for this season is the whole shebang share, where you get all your meats and fruits and veggies plus the greens and goodies. Or you can kind of customize it and just pick several of those shares, or even just one of those shares to get.
Interesting. Yeah. So it's your CSA is not just one farm, but it's multiple farms?
Correct. It's about 14 farms working together, and so our goal was to look at all the great products that all the local folks around were producing already, and how to put them together and make it easier for people to buy. Just make it more convenient and make it in a weekly or biweekly delivery, and it's really starting to take off.
Great, yeah. It says here that you're in your third year of existence. It's growing in popularity.
Oh yeah. We're selling out and working as hard as we can to keep quality high and increase our production. So people seem really happy with it.
Yeah, well, that's great. So, Kiera, what CSA, the Fair Share CSA Coalition, is based in Madison, and it's farmers from all over the region?
That's right. So we're a nonprofit organization. So the Fair Share CSA Coalition exists to support and connect CSA growers and eaters. So we're a coalition of 48 farms, and there are 47 CSAs within that. So we have two farms working together. Each of those farms run their own individual CSA program. So as a member, you would join up with your farm and have your connection directly with you're one producer or two producers, same thing if you choose to get an egg share from one farm and a veggie share from another farm. And we as a coalition just bring folks together, have farmers sharing resources and expertise, and then get the word out, help consumers understand what the benefits of CSA are, and helping people to figure out if it's a good fit for them, to see if they like to use fresh food and are ready to make that commitment to their farm.
All right. Well, is it right for me? I like fresh food. How do I decide if I want to sign up for a share?
Sure. Well, we're fortunate right now, especially in southern Wisconsin. There's two big CSA open house events this weekend, so it's really a nice opportunity to get to know some of the farmers and figure out what's different, unique about the shares that they offer. Certainly, a CSA member is committing to cooking at home. You may or may not be an experienced chef, but you want to be able to incorporate fresh food into your home cooking routine. So whether you're used to doing that or you're up for the adventure of incorporating fresh food into your home, that's a good thing to be prepared for. And then also there may or may not be unusual vegetables. So some people like the adventure of that and or rely on their farm for resources about, you know, what recipes are they? How do I identify these new things that are coming in my box this week? So sort of embracing the challenge and the adventure of fresh seasonal eating.
So it's just my husband and I. Would I have too much food?
There are so many different share variety options, and I imagine this is probably true with you up north there, Chris, too. CSAs
right.
And CSA farmers are extremely innovative, and so they're coming up with how to make their shares as accessible and available to as many folks as possible. So half shares, every other week shares, or just going in with your neighbor and getting a full share and opening the box each week and saying, oh, I'll take the cucumbers, you take the lettuce. And
yeah, my sister doesn't know it yet, but she's going in with me.
Perfect.
Yeah, so that'll work. No, I've been meaning to do this for years now, and this is going to be the year because I think I want to eat the fresh produce. I love it. I go to the farmer's market all the time. I'm trying to cook a little bit more. But this is not without risk. Is mm-hmm. that right, Kara?
That's true, yeah. And that's really one of the beauties of mm-hmm. CSA and of joining a CSA farm. You're sharing the risk with your farmer and also sharing the benefits. So understanding that our farmers and our producers in Wisconsin and throughout the country are really providing us with an incredible service. Not only are they providing us with fresh, great-tasting food, but they're out there every day weathering the storm, so to speak, or the drought, depending on the year.
Right.
And they're making those sacrifices for us and to provide us with health and nutrition. They're our environmental stewards. And so by voting with our dollars and putting that faith in our local farmers, we are saying, yeah, we're in it with you, you know, in the good years and then in the bad years. We have a bumper crop of tomatoes. You might see a few more tomatoes in your box. In a drought year or the year where we had a tomato blight come through, you might see a little less of those. So we're saying, yeah, we're in it with you. We understand that food is different from, you know, paper clips or widgets. We're understanding the role of food as unique in our society.
Yeah, and it must have been a tough year last year, Chris, was it?
Oh, it definitely was. It was a big eye-opener, I think, for a lot of folks. And if you don't have irrigation, if you didn't have irrigation last year, you will this year.
Oh, yeah. So how important is this entire effort, this movement, the CSA movement, how important is this to farmers, Chris?
I think it's pretty critical. It's a key component of reconnecting with our food, but also reconnecting with our communities and even our local economies. Sort of regional economic development can be a very powerful thing, and you know it's really great for the farmer. The farmer is producing for a known market, and the other nice thing is it's not a faceless market. We, as a grower, we see the people who are eating our food, and they live right around us. It's not just you know, a truck coming to pick up stuff and then it disappears to a distributor. And so that makes you feel really good as a producer. And something that I know all of us in the cooperative up here really look forward to. And then, you know, for the customer, it's as easy as one-stop shopping, you know. So sort of bridging that gap between the producer and the eater locally and just making local food more accessible, it's pretty pretty key. And just a comment on your thoughts, Joy, earlier about is it going to be too much? You know, probably the most common boxes that we sell, and probably most CSA sell, are the smaller boxes, lots of, you know, one or two person households, and you know, there's no longer the families of six. You know, aren't quite so common. You don't need a giant box full of food. So yeah, those smaller shares are really popular.
And I can go, I know, in Madison to the Monona Terrace on Sunday. There is an open house from 1 until 4, and I can just check out all the different growers who are there, Kira, and pick one.
Yeah, that's right. There's some informal workshops. The whole thing is free, and you know, an opportunity to ask questions, to have some help digging into our website, looking at pickup locations around the area. And most importantly, just like Chris said, talking to farmers one-on-one, asking them questions about their events, their farm culture, and finding a farm that's a good fit for your family.
We're talking about community-supported agriculture, and we're wondering if you are a CSA member. Who's your farmer, and why did you choose that farm? 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And I'd also like to know, what are you looking forward to the most when it comes to that very first box of food from your local farm? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 20 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, March the 8th. Stay tuned. Coming up, it's our Week in Review after 8 o'clock. Two guests from different viewpoints talking about the news of the week. Today, it's Ed Garvey and Owen Robinson discussing and debating the top international, national, and state news stories of the week. Then, as it is every Friday after 4, it's your views on the news during At Issue. You can call in and talk about the news story most important to you this week. At Issue after 4. Right now, we're talking about an important issue for the state of Wisconsin, community-supported agriculture. There are open houses this weekend in Madison and in Milwaukee for community-supported agriculture, and people can sign up all over the state to buy a share in a local farm, a farm near you. And you can look forward to boxes filled with produce and other farm products coming your way soon. And we're welcoming your questions about this effort. We're welcoming your reviews. Are you a CSA member already? Why did you decide to do this? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We have two guests with us. We have Kiera Mulvey, who is Executive Director of Fair Share CSA Coalition. That's in Madison. And Chris Duke is committee chair of the Lake Superior CSA. He's also owner and operator of the Great Oak Farm in Mason, Wisconsin. And let's take a call. We have Steve in Genesee with us first. Hi, Steve.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, you'll have to forgive me. The first I heard about this was about 15 minutes ago, but my question to you is, is this something that I have to go pick up every week? Is this something they deliver? And what is the area which your farm will deliver? Is it, can I get it out in the Genesee North Prairie area, or do I have to drive into the farm to pick it up on a weekly basis?
Well, maybe, Kira, you can try that one first.
Sure. I'm not quite familiar with where you're at, Steve, but it does vary by the farm. Most farms have on-farm delivery in addition to deliveries in and around their local community. We have the farms that are in the Fair Share Coalition. Most of them deliver into Madison, but they also deliver to community centers and neighborhoods from the Twin Cities to Milwaukee and then up to some locations in rural areas as well. So it does depend on the farm, and often you'll have to go get the share, but sometimes it can be as little as a block away or at your community center downtown.
Is there a directory that I can find the farms that participate in this, or do I have to go to that open house this weekend?
Are you in the Madison area?
No, I'm actually in like southwest Waukesha County.
Okay.
About 30 miles west of Milwaukee.
Sure, yeah. So you'll be able to find some information on our website of farms that are in your area, which is csacoalition.org. And then on the website for southern and central Wisconsin, there's a lot of information on farms serving that area on our website. There's a pickup location map, so you can go right to that, enter your address or where you work, and then you'll be able to see the farms that are delivering into your area that way. And that can help you narrow the search down, and then you can go directly to those individual farms' websites to learn more about the details of their shares.
Outstanding. Thank you very much.
And, Steve, why does this interest you?
Well, my wife cooks a lot with fresh foods. She's just, I don't know if you guys are familiar with a new grocery store on 43rd Street, but they have a wonderful produce and fresh food department. And we have a big family. We have four kids. And she loves to cook with fresh foods. And this is just something I'd really be interested in. So I'm going to check into it.
All right. Thank you for calling. I'm glad that we have made you aware of this. There is also, as we mentioned, there is the open house in Madison on Sunday at the Monona Terrace from 1 until 4. There is also an open house in Milwaukee on Saturday, Kiera.
That's right. Is
that at the Urban Ecology Center?
That's correct, yeah.
And so those would be a lot of the southeastern Wisconsin farmers would be at that particular open house on Saturday. And I don't even know, Chris, do you have an open house coming up?
We do not, actually. Our shares are basically been selling word of mouth so far. And they typically go to the Iron River, Duluth, Superior area, to the west of Ashland.
And, you know, we're going to have coming up our audio essay series, Wisconsin Life. And we are going to hear a story from someone who is a CSA member. And is talking about how he's looking forward to the boxes in the spring because the long winter, it's a little harder to get local produce. But it seems to me that he is still getting wintertime boxes. Does this go year-round, Kiera?
Yeah, again, it depends on the farm. But a number of farms have started to do storage shares. Usually it consists of your winter vegetables, carrots, cabbages, beets, turnips, rutabagas, things that are storing well over the winter. There are a few farms that continue some production over the winter, but most often it's things that are stored and then delivered on a usually less frequent basis, so on a monthly basis, or many farms do a holiday delivery, so they'll do a couple large boxes of things that you can store yourself around the Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays.
So if I would sign up this weekend with a farm to you know, if I'd buy a share in the farm, and when would I guess typically, Chris, when do you start delivering your boxes?
Yeah, that's a good question. Every CSA is different. Our CSA, being so diverse, has a real advantage there. We deliver 11 months of the year, so we take April off, and the new shares start in May. And then they go weekly until November, and then it's once a month, November, December, January, February, and March. And so, you know, we've got the frozen fruits potentially as options there. We just sent out a really nice vegetable share with eggs and some lacto-fermented curdito, and then you've got meats and, you know, so the greens and goodies. It's a whole bunch of things, not just carrots and potatoes.
Yeah, interesting. So, Kiera, what about in the Madison area? It does depend on what you sign up for, but typically do they start arriving late spring?
Yeah, more and more farms we're seeing are having hoop houses, so we're seeing a lot more in terms of vegetables, and similar to what Chris said with the meat shares and the other products, you'll see those going a little bit more year-round. With vegetables, we're starting to see folks offering spring shares, usually lots of greens and fresh things that are more than welcome when they start coming out of the hoop houses in April, and then regular high-season shares will start around the mid or end of May for most farms.
And if I want asparagus, will I get asparagus?
the $8 million question. And that again also really depends on the farm. Some farms have big fields of asparagus planted and they're bringing them to their CSA boxes, and some farms don't. So that's a great question when you're thinking about farms. If that's your number one, make sure you ask your grower if they have asparagus in their fields and if they expect to see that in your boxes.
Interesting. Well, I thought about asparagus because I know that the Fair Share CSA Coalition did have, and I purchased it, a cookbook called A to Z, mm-hmm. and it was asparagus to zucchini, I believe. And I managed to make some of those dishes. But you have a new one coming out, a new cookbook for people who might want new ideas for using some of these veggies?
That's right. A to Z, asparagus to zucchini, has been a real mainstay of the CSA movement for a number of years now. It's been published and available nationally for a long time. So lots of people, especially here in Wisconsin, already own A to Z and are looking for additional help in cooking fresh food. So we have a new cookbook called Farm Fresh and Fast that's going to hit the shelves in mid-April. And it's similarly organized in terms of being easy to use, recipes featuring fresh food and mostly ingredients you already have on hand. And it's organized, instead of being straight alphabetical, it's organized by plant parts. So it encourages flexible cooking and substitutions, because you might have a very favorite spinach recipe and then your CSA box shows up that weekend, doesn't have spinach in it. So if you really have your heart set on that recipe, what are some other things you could substitute in there? So you'd go to the leafy greens chapter and look for another recipe that might be a good substitution for that spinach recipe.
That sounds good. We will, I think we do have the csacoalition.org website linked to the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, but if we don't, we will put it there. And you can pre-order if you'd like, Farm Fresh and Fast.
That's right.
We are talking about community-supported agriculture, and we're welcoming your questions and your comments about what you are most looking forward to when it comes to farm produce. And we'll continue after we check the latest news. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We'll talk more about community-supported agriculture, and we will talk more in this half hour about how to get the most from the local crops in your CSA box after a very related episode of our audio essay series, Wisconsin Life. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 6:37 on this Friday, March 8th. These late winter days before the dawn of spring are rough on the local seasonal eater. Commentator Brett Laidlaw has some suggestions to liven up the winter table.
A couple of lines from a Van Morrison song always resonate with me at this time of year. It's easy to describe the leaves in autumn, and it's oh so easy in the spring. But down through January and February, it's a very different thing. Van might not have had salad on his mind, but to me, this exactly sums up the challenge of local seasonal eating here in the frozen north. May through October, from the time of first green things to the harvest's bounty, keeping a local Northland table is anything but a challenge. It's a delight and a privilege to serve salad bowls brimming with tender lettuces, thinnings of kale and beet and turnip greens. Who can even recall the days when salad meant iceberg lettuce smothered in gloopy French dressing? If you garden, you can keep a lovely salad on the table into November most years. And farmers markets also offer local greens almost up to closing day. You come to take a bowl of fresh greens for granted. Then comes a deep frost, and it's all over. You can soldier on with grocery store lettuce from some distant, warmer clime. But that stuff is a pale, tough shadow of truly seasonal greens. Nowadays, instead of thinking of winter salads in terms of leaves, I return to my roots, literally. Winter is the time when root vegetables really come into their own. This does take an attitude adjustment and some forethought. You're not going to toss together a beet salad at the last minute the way you would greens and vinaigrette. But one of the nice things about root salads is that they can be made ahead and may actually improve with a day or two in the fridge. When you think beets, forget about the pickled salad bar kind. And imagine instead sweet roasted beets tossed with a bright vinaigrette or topped with a dollop of pungent aioli. Cabbage slaw is a quintessential summer dish, but lots of root vegetables, from carrots to rutabagas, turnips, and radishes, can be shredded into fresh, crunchy winter salads. Shredded celery root, or celeriac, mixed with a tangy dressing is the classic French celery remoulade, just about the most elegant thing you can do with that gnarly root. I'm sorry to go all Francophile on you again, but the French have been refining the art of the table since before we had tables. Maybe the most underappreciated vegetable in our produce section is the leek, another French stalwart. When blanched to tenderness and topped with garlicky vinaigrette, leeks make a beautiful addition to a winter meal. I don't want to press the point too hard, for fear that you will think I doth protest too much. I look forward to the salad days of spring as much as anyone. But truly, everything has its season, and until green things spring forth again, I'll happily troop down to the cellar to see what salad inspirations those humble, glorious roots can provide.
And it's all so easy in the spring. Brett Laidlaw is the author of the cookbook and food blog, Trout Caviar. Wisconsin Life is produced by Ann Strainchamps and Erica Janik. This episode was produced in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from the Mead Witter Foundation of Wisconsin Rapids. For more information, visit our website at wisconsinlife.org or find us on Facebook. Well, we are looking forward to the farm fresh produce of spring and summer with two guests who are involved in community-supported agriculture. And we're welcoming your questions and your favorite things to do with the local crops that you find in your CSA boxes. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. I'm Joy Cardine, welcoming back our guests, Kiera Mulvey, who is Executive Director of Fair Share CSA Coalition, and Chris Duke, who is Committee Chair of the Lake Superior CSA, owner and operator of Great Oak Farm in Mason, Wisconsin. And we have Renee, who says she is with the Ener Farm CSA in Boyceville, who sent an email, and she writes, there is a CSA fair happening tomorrow at the River Market Food Co-op in downtown Stillwater, Minnesota, from 1 until 3 in the afternoon. There will be plenty of farms there from West Central Wisconsin. Well, thank you so much, Renee, for letting us know. I knew that there were others around the state. This is Kiera. Something that is happening all over the state, the CSA movement.
Absolutely, yeah. And you'll see a lot of fairs like this one. This is just the beginning of the season now. So definitely keep your eyes and ears open with food co-ops, libraries, community centers, hosting groups of farms from local areas. And it's a great opportunity to meet people. We actually have another fair coming up on Monday the 18th. That's just south of Madison, Oregon, in partnership with the Oregon School District. That'll be a smaller CSA fair. But if you're a little south of Madison and looking for a local farm there, it's a great opportunity, again, to do that.
Yeah, and I did post your website, Chris Duke, for the Lake Superior CSA on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, and I assume there's plenty of information there if people would like to sign up there.
Yeah, plenty of information. And one tip I would say is sign up soon, sooner than later, because these CSA shares are quick sellers. They're a pretty exciting thing to get, and so don't delay. The season is already in amongst us. From a grower's perspective, we're firing up our greenhouses, and so get on board as quick as you can.
Oh, good to know. So sometimes they sell out. If you snooze, you lose.
Right.
All right. Gina writes on Facebook, CSAs bolster my faith in humanity. I love that. I love seeing this idea grow and spread. Buying local food is a special joy.
Aw, thanks, Gina.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Why is buying local food a special joy for so many? What do you think, Kira?
Oh, man. For me, personally, I know that it's really something that has so many different impacts. And so I can know that, yeah, of course I'm getting this fresh, delicious food. And so that's amazing all by itself. But then I think about, oh, I'm investing in my local economy. You know, I'm contributing towards keeping Wisconsin farmers on the land, growing real food and being viable farmers for the long term. I'm supporting a family business. I'm creating connections with my community members. And so for me, the joy is thinking about these ongoing outward spirals. It's just a ripple effect, and it's good for me personally, and I also know that it's just such a good thing for my wider community and health.
Yeah, and why, Chris, are you involved in the CSA effort?
Right. I would add on there that it tastes great.
Yeah.
Let your mouth be your guide. And one of the neat things about a CSA is, you know, and getting in touch with those local foods is, you know, we're right here on Lake Superior, so we've got a fishery that's involved with our CSA. So fresh, frozen, wild-caught Lake Superior fish, you know. So it's a taste of place. One of the other groups in the farm is the Happy Hollow Creamery and Sassy Nanny goat cheese. And so, you know, all artisanal cheeses sort of taste like the place that they were from. They're all a little different. And so you can really get a sense of a taste of a place with the CSA. And it's really exciting for the palate, I think.
Wow, that sounds great. Let's take a call from Anne in Duluth. Hello, Anne.
Hi, I haven't listened to the whole show, so I don't know if you brought up this aspect, but our CSA, Farmers Are Organic, and I think it's important that this land be used for organic purposes, and to me it's like saving the land in some respects. And we live in Duluth, which is a city, obviously, and our CSA is 25 miles north of the city, so we really toy with the weather here. So a couple of years it was a little scanty and they had to start a week or two late, and we thought, oh gosh, did we make a mistake? But then as the summer rolled on, things came in and we were just thrilled. And every Monday we get this box on our front porch and we bring it in the house and feel like pseudo farmers. And the other thing is, for a slightly reduced rate, we get to work a day on the farm. And I say get to because to us it's a real privilege. We go out there with other share members and we get to pick things and take care of the farm. And one year they'd been afraid there was going to be a freeze, so we spent the whole day grabbing blankets off plants. And it really connects us with the land and with the people who grow it. And we just love our CSA farmers. We get a newsletter every week, and she just happens to be a fabulous writer. So to us, it's a way for city dwellers to really connect.
Excellent. And boy, really connect if you're out there working on the farm, too. That's excellent. Do you, Chris, have that with your CSA members?
Yeah, you know, that's something that we do not have, but it is something that is growing in popularity among the CSA movement and having work shares and that sort of thing. But in order to sort of get people out to our farms, we have a couple of events. We think maybe the working part is fun, but the eating part is more fun. So we've got a summer barbecue in the summer, and so folks can come out and you know, you're welcome to make the trip around to the different farms and check them out and also talk with other CSA members. And I mean, you never know, maybe your neighbor is also a member, and so it's a nice way to sort of get to know your community a little bit more. And then we also have a fall event as well, a harvest trail dinner, and that's kind of a fancy operation and a real special night out, great for a date. And so yeah, that's sort of the way we have done the connecting.
And actually, our caller's main point, too, was that she was thrilled that the produce, at least at her CSA, was all organic. Is that typically the case?
Not always. Our farm is certified organic, and a number of the farms in our CSA coalition are either certified organic or just don't necessarily certify, but follow the regulations and rules of organic organic processes. So, you know, yeah, that's an important thing too, and I think for most of us, that's part of food with a face, and you know, that's the food we eat and we feed our kids as well. So, you know, we're going to take really good care of it and make it as safe and nutritious and delicious as we can.
Mm-hmm. Kira?
Yeah, in the farms that are a part of Fair Share CSA Coalition, the vegetable farms are certified organic. The farms that are doing meat shares or other non-veggie shares are committed to sustainability and sustainable animal husbandry practices. But I think Chris's point is a good one. It's unique with CSA that even if they're not certified organic, you, as the consumer, we have the opportunity to talk to the growers, putting that face right on the food and asking them questions about their growing practices and their commitment as growers to, you know, being good stewards of the land and taking care of the piece of the land that they're growing food on is something that you're able to talk to them about.
We are talking about CSAs, or Community Supported Agriculture. And we're wondering if you have any questions. We wonder if you have signed up to get a share in a local farm. Why are you involved in this effort? What are you looking forward to the most? Maybe you're a farmer who takes part in this effort. What does this mean to you? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Checking our weather forecast for today, it's going to be sunny and mild. We can expect high temperatures in the mid to upper 30s. Chance of snow, sleet, and freezing rain tonight. Yuck. Lows in the 20s. And tomorrow, foggy. There is a chance of some snow, sleet, and freezing rain, depending on where you are in the state. Highs mid to upper 30s tomorrow. A police officer named Cop, a dentist named Plaque, and an optometrist named Lens. Those are just a few of the wacky news names that my guest has compiled in his new book, Wacky News Names, coming up after 7 o'clock. We'll welcome in former Wisconsin Public Radio reporter Steve Buzalaki to talk about wacky news names coming up in our next hour. We're celebrating local farms and local produce this hour and talking about community-supported agriculture. A lot of CSA groups are signing up people all over the state these days to buy a share in a local farm and get a box of produce delivered each week or every other week or whatever you choose. There are a couple of open houses this weekend, one in Milwaukee tomorrow, one in Madison on Sunday, and maybe one near you as well. And we're talking with our two guests, Kiera Mulvey, who is with Fair Share CSA Coalition in Madison, and Chris Duke, who is committee chair of the Lake Superior CSA. If you have a question or a review of this movement, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Carl in Madison wants to know, what is the price structure? How much does a typical share cost? That's a good question, and I meant to ask it. So thank you, Carl, for doing that. I suppose it varies, Kiera, but can you give us a rough idea?
Sure. It does vary quite a bit from farm to farm and then also with the type of share that you're buying. But if we're talking about a standard vegetable share, so that's about a good-sized box feeds 4 healthy vegetable eaters for the peak season, so 20 to 26 weeks starting in May or June and going through the fall. Those shares tend to be about, in the southern Wisconsin, from about $500 to $650 for the season. And then a half share and every other week share will be about $300 to $350 for the share cost. And so that's the cost. And in terms of price structure, most farms do request that some of the money is given up front. Some still like to have all the money given up front, literally as seed money for the farm to help the farm in a low cash flow time of year. But increasingly, we're seeing more farms offering payment plans or structures that can help people spread those payments out over a portion of the season. And that varies from farm to farm as well. And here in southern Wisconsin, we also have health insurance rebates from three companies in town, Group Health Cooperative, Physicians Plus, and Unity. So if you have health insurance through those companies, you can actually get $100 to $200 back from your health insurance company after you join your CSA farm. So that can help to make it a little more affordable as well.
So they know that eating local fresh produce is healthy.
That's
so,
right. Yeah. It's good for your long-term health.
Yeah. Well, Chris, a price structure for your CSA?
Yeah, I think Kiara summed it up pretty well. Mm-hmm. Our price structure is pretty broad, really. We also offer, it can be a little daunting or maybe feel pretty committing to say you're going to sign up for a whole share. So we've got individual kind of a la carte boxes that you can buy once a month, and that lets you sort of sample what it's like and see if you're interested. And so, you know, so that we've got those, some of those boxes up, a South Shore Meat sampler for less than $100. And then, you know, some of the individual a la carte boxes are, under $50. And then, say for the grains and goodies share for a huge box of value-added products, 11 months of the year, that price is a little over $1,300. For the Bayfield fruit share, it's a little over $300. So the prices are all over the place, and you can really customize based on what you like to eat, what you like to cook with, and what your budget is.
Let's go to one last call, Loewy in Plain. Hello.
Hi there. We have a farm here in the rural Plain area, and it's about 40 acres of workable land. And we have for years and years and years since the 80s, and we even have gone to a CSA in the 80s when it was kind of first getting started, to see if someone might be interested in using our land for a CSA, because we would rather rent to someone like that than a farmer who's putting chemicals on the field. So I was wondering if there's other people who are out there that want to run a CSA but have no land.
Well, I don't know. Chris, do you have any advice for someone in Loewy's position?
What I would say, talk with your local extension person. They can be really helpful, and they kind of have a thumb on the pulse of agriculture in your area and might be able to direct someone to your land.
Yeah, all right. Well, we have just a minute to go. Kira, I'm already convinced, but in case somebody's listening and that's not, why should we consider a CSA?
Well, there's so many reasons, but I think I'll come back to what Chris said earlier. There's just nothing that beats the flavor and the adventure of fresh seasonal food delivered or picked up right from your farm.
And we have, again, less than a minute to go. What are you looking forward to making first of all with your first box?
Ooh, geez, so many different things. And my favorite changes over the season. But now that you mentioned asparagus, I really got that right at the front of my brain. Just a simple steamed asparagus with a little butter and salt and pepper.
And we can get some more ideas on how to work with those vegetables in your new cookbook out in mid-April. You can pre-order now, Farm Fresh and Fast. And Chris, quick last words on why this movement is important.
Yeah, I'd say strengthening our regional economies, and there's lots of talk about local economic development, and this is just one way we can vote with our dollars, and we can get some mighty fine food out of the deal too. And I got to say, nothing beats those first fresh, sweet baby carrots.
Oh, yeah, love it. Chris Duke, thanks very much for being with us. Kira Mulvey, thank you as well.
Thanks.
And thanks to Cynthia Schuster and to Bill Martins, who produced this program. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.